Jealous with Best Friend. When they were young, Rosa and Leia, not their real names, were best friends. And when they worked as an entertainer in Japan, they were always together. Sympathize with each other about problems with family life. One day, Rosa was surprised that when she visited Leia's house, she was obviously annoyed and almost wanted her out of their house, as she was saying that she and her husband were leaving the house. Since then, Leia was not answering Rosa's calls or texts, and she also unfriended her on Facebook. Rosa had found out from a friend that Leia was jealous of her because her husband often praised her. It's just sad that Leia, whom she considered her best friend for a long time, never showed up to her again. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Fame or love? I met Bianca, not her real name. She is talented and with the potential to become a celebrity. We gave her a chance and helped her to develop her talent with the help of some other celebrities in the Philippines. But when Bianca was already scheduled to perform and show her talent in a production company, she was unavailable and had many excuses. We found out that she just couldn't leave her boyfriend. The problem is that she made the people who were helping her make a name in the showbiz industry look bad in her stories. She made it look like she was being abused and victimized. We already know that many celebrities have also gone through such a situation. But let us remember that what we sow is what we reap. As for those star wannabes, learn to get along and don't be such a brat, as you might not shine like a star. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Instantly became rich, but in the wrong way. Junjun, not his real name, dreamt of becoming rich for a long time. So he thought of a way to sell nitrous oxide, a type of chemical that is inhaled to get high. But Junjun's business didn't last long. He was caught and imprisoned. Fellow citizens, there is no shortcut to getting rich. If we want to progress, we need to work hard and do it in the right way. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Filipina, torn between American and Japanese. Pam, not her real name, has an American military husband. They have a child. Pam is an American passport holder and they also have a Japanese visa or SOFA status. Their life together was not easy, so they ended up in a divorce. Pam met a Japanese citizen who later became her boyfriend. Their love immediately bore fruit. Pam is now 3 months pregnant. Pam is worried that her American husband would know that she is pregnant. Since they are not yet divorced, her Japanese visa and financial support can be withdrawn by her soldier ex-husband, and even their child can be taken away from her. When Pam asked our office for advice, I only said one thing: to follow what her heart and mind say. but she has to consider the consequences of every decision she makes. He can choose to become an American citizen since she has a child with her American ex-husband. And she can also choose her Japanese boyfriend since the man is more than willing to marry her. But she cannot serve two kings at the same time. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Husband and wife both had an extramarital affair. Jennifer, not her real name, a Pinay with a Japanese husband, came to our office. She wanted us to help her fix her documents, and that she and her husband could not understand each other because of their different languages and cultures. We helped them reconcile, only to find out that the wife was having an affair with another man. This is why she and her husband were always fighting. Because of this, we found it even more difficult to fix her documents. We also found out that the husband also has another woman. If we are going to ask for help to get our papers fixed in Japan, let's be honest with those who help us. Because instead of speeding up the process, it will take us even longer to have everything fixed. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Cheater's spouse has to pay. Maria, not her real name, was very happy when she was granted a permanent visa because of her Japanese husband. Now she can hold her husband accountable and pay for the damages he caused her. It was because her husband had an affair with another woman. What's worse is, her husband got the other woman pregnant. According to Japanese law, if it can be proven that her Japanese husband had a mistress, he must pay Maria the appropriate amount because she is the legal wife. For everyone, if we will fall in love, it should be with one person only, because our income might not be enough to pay for the damages we will cause to our legal spouse. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Mother torn between child and husband. Natalia, not her real name, was brought by her mother to Japan for a better life. She was living with her mother and stepfather. Because of the rules implemented by her stepfather, such as waking up early, Natalia became angry with the man. The relationship inside the house did not go well. Natalia always frowned. As a solution to the problem, her mother brought and let her work at the factory where she was working. Although it was difficult for Natalia, she endured it. When the young woman started earning, she became rebellious and befriended others who also had problems with the house rules of their respective stepfathers. Later, Natalia never returned home. Until one day, the girl and stepfather accidentally met. He asked her where she was sleeping, but she didn't respond. Her stepfather yelled at her and said that she has to return to the Philippines. She was answering him sarcastically. Their commotion cannot be stopped by neighbors. Because of the conflict, the Japanese asks his wife to choose between him and her daughter. If she chooses Natalia, she will be sent back to the Philippines together with her daughter and their visa will not be extended. The mother chose her Japanese husband and sent back Natalia to the Philippines, since this was also what the girl wanted. Natalia bragged that she would never return to Japan ever again. My advice to parents is that before bringing their children to Japan, let them first understand the culture here and let them know what can and cannot be done in a foreign country so as not to end up in a situation such as this. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Annalyn's Secret Lover Exposed. Annalyn, not her real name, has a Japanese husband. It was Christmas when she prepared a gift for him. But she made a mistake with the gift she gave him, resulting in her hidden relationship in the Philippines getting exposed. Who would be happy with a gift containing pictures of sweet moments of Annalyn and her boyfriend in the Philippines? In short, she had accidentally given the gift to her Japanese husband that was supposed to be for her boyfriend in the Philippines. Because of what happened, Annalyn's credit card and bank savings were taken away from her by her husband. Her Japanese husband sent her back to the Philippines. It was fine for Annalyn because she can finally be with her boyfriend. But the twist is, her boyfriend was already married. Yes, it is true. Money can't buy love. But it's also hard to love when your stomach is hungry. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Niece pregnant with aunt's husband. Nida, not her real name, is genuine in helping her relatives. Because of wanting to help her sister, who has 7 children, she decided to get her eldest daughter from the Philippines. The girl immediately arrived in Japan and lived in her aunt's house. One night, Nida woke up with her husband no longer by her side. So he looked for him and heard her niece wailing in tears next to his husband. She asked her why she was crying, and the girl said that she was pregnant. The aunt was stunned because her niece doesn't have a boyfriend. She asked her who the father was, and her niece replied, "It's uncle." So mommies, don't leave your niece at home or anyone who isn't related to your husband, because you will never know when the situation might be switched. Instead of you being the winner, you'll be the second placer. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you!